And now, Michiana Chronicles. This week, April Ledinsky shares a conversation with Nimby Lasha Cushing.
This is April.
And I'm Nimby.
And it's so good to see you here, so masked and at a distance. I know you from the League of Women Voters and from campaign volunteering. And I was so grateful for your November South Bend Tribune letter to the editor about your childhood experience in Tennessee, praying for rain so that you could go to school rather than picking cotton alongside your sharecropping grandparents. And that experience illustrates, as you said, the myth of meritocracy. And it also just harmonizes so beautifully with what Congressman Jeremiah Warnock said about his own grandmother's hands picking cotton and then voting for her grandson. So that letter led me to read your beautiful book, Come This Way, There Is an Exit. And I'm so struck by how far away your childhood is from where you are now. So could you tell us a little bit about some turning points in your life that allowed you to be who you've become?
Thank you, April. I think the first one, which I didn't mention earlier, had to be my third grade teacher who taught us that no matter what your situation, no matter what you come from, you have a dream and you can work and believe in that dream and see it happen. Mm-hmm. She was the first person to say that to me. Later on, when I got out of high school, 1966, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I wasn't a great student. I had probably a better than a B average, but nobody was knocking down my doors with scholarship offers or anything like that. And the home situation wasn't the best. And on career day, this dashing, handsome black recruiter came and from the Air Force. They had them from all services, but he was the best looking and the smoothest talking, and I decided I'm joining the Air Force. That's the single most best decision I've made in my life, the one for which I have no regrets.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I know you also as a volunteer for local political campaigns and wondered if you could talk about what you learned from doing this work.
I started being politically active during my time as flight attendant. I was very involved in the Association of Flight Attendants Union. And but the first time I became really involved in community or local and national organizing was when President Obama first ran in 2008. And after that, I guess I was just hooked. As if I believe in the person, then I'll do my best to help that person get elected. And what I've learned from it is even without money, we might not have a lot of money, but the relationships that you develop with one another, we're mm-hmm. all there for a cause that we believe in, and that energizes us to go the extra mile.
So I've seen you at work. It's beautiful. So do you have suggestions for listeners on how not to get paralyzed at this political moment?
I think for people my age, I'm 72, it might be easier. We're not afraid for ourselves. We're concerned about our children and even more so our grandchildren. And so for me, my focus is on my grandson. That helps me to look beyond the fear I might feel for myself or for right now.
That's beautiful. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ledinsky
and Nimby Lasha Cushing.
Slavery. Oh, 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 oh,
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.